With NSR News, I'm John Scott. Authorities in Utah are preparing to file a capital murder charge against the man arrested in the fatal shooting of Charlie Kirk. It happened on a Utah college campus. Charges against 22-year-old Tyler Robinson are expected to come ahead of his first court hearing. As the Fed meets this week, President Trump says his economic advisor, Stephen Miron, is now on the Federal Reserve's governing board and can help Chairman Jerome Powell lower interest rates.
He's very talented. He'll have a big influence on this, on too late getting his rates down, I guess. Who knows? You never know with too late.
The vote to confirm Stephen Miron was largely along party lines. President Trump heading to the United Kingdom, where he'll become the first U.S. president to get a second state visit to the U.K. The president will meet King Charles at Windsor Castle and hold talks with Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Two House Republicans say they will oppose Speaker Mike Johnson's plan to pass a clean stopgap spending bill this week that would punt a possible government shutdown into November. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Kentucky Republican Thomas Massey, who regularly opposes leadership-backed spending bills, said in a brief interview Monday that he would oppose a new expected continuing resolution as well. Indiana Republican Victoria Spartz said in an ex post Sunday night that she was also a no, saying she could not and cannot support a continuing resolution that ends funding right before a major holiday to jam us with an omnibus. The Johnson-backed measure is expected to expire on the Friday before Thanksgiving. Two no votes would put House Republicans at risk of losing a party-line vote if one additional GOP member breaks ranks. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Actor Robert Redford has died at 89 at his home in Utah. His publicist didn't immediately provide a cause of death. This is SRN News. Jews around the world are counting down to the High Holy Days.
Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, will be celebrated from September 22nd through the 24th. It will be followed by Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, on October 2nd. These are tough times for Jews. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise for some time around the globe, and the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel turbocharged it. In Israel, the war with Hamas in Gaza drags on. All this will color the Holy Day celebrations this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For decades, one of the most consistent findings in religion research has been that women tend to be more religious than men. A recent poll released by the American Enterprise Institute's Survey Center on American Life found that 39% of Generation Z women say they do not have a religious affiliation, compared to 34% of men of the same cohort. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
In an encouraging sign for the U.S. economy, retail sales rose a better than expected 0.6% from July to August. The Federal Reserve has opened a two-day meeting. It's expected to wrap up with word of the central bank's first interest rate cut of the year. Wall Street continues to set records as investor confidence about a rate cut grows. Oracle shares jumped 5% on speculation that it will play a major role in the U.S.-China deal to keep TikTok operating in the U.S. Shares of the family restaurant and arcade chain Dave & Buster's tumbled close to 16% after the company reported far lower second-quarter profits than Wall Street was expecting, as comparable store sales declined 3% from the same period last year. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com.